With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Storms in Texas are bringing additional rain to the already saturated Houston area, where hundreds of people have been rescued from flooded homes and roads. National Weather Service meteorologist Haley Adams says they've had some areas get over 20 inches of rain in the last week.
We have a few rivers, sites along rivers that are in major flooding, particularly with the Trinity River and San Jacinto River, and that has seen water get into some homes. We've had reports of high water rescues.
A child died early Sunday after being swept away when the car he was driving in got stuck in floodwaters to the north of the Fort Worth area. Police say a driver died after a vehicle crashed into an outer perimeter gate of the White House complex yesterday. Authorities say the incident is being investigated as a traffic crash. President Biden was spending the weekend in Delaware again, and the Secret Service says there was no threat to the White House. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden's push to reclassify marijuana is his latest election year move to try to attract and buy off young voters.
Hoping to appeal to younger voters, the president has embraced a series of policies ranging from free community college to abortion access to student loan forgiveness. His latest move is a proposal to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The Biden campaign is fighting to hold together the coalition that sent him to the White House in 2020. But he's facing stiff opposition from many younger Americans when it comes to his handling of Israel's war against Hamas. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Chinese President Xi Jinping kicking off a three-country trip to Europe with the continent divided over how to deal with Beijing's growing power and the U.S.-China rivalry. Europe and China have hefty economic ties. Xi appears determined to rebuild and deepen relations with European leaders. Xi starts today in France, then heads to Serbia and Hungary. SRN News. A Canadian man gets a woman's scholarship.
Seneca College in Toronto has awarded the Angela James Scholarship to Franz Lagardis, a man who is living as a woman. Lagardis plays on the women's volleyball team and attracted attention earlier this year when he and four other males competed in a women's game between Seneca and Centennial College, dominating the action and keeping most of the female players on the bench. The scholarship is meant to promote women's sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is partnering with Free North Korea Radio to broadcast the gospel and other information into the repressive communist enclave. For 2 hours every morning and evening, FNKR broadcasts Christian programming, including preaching, music, and the stories of those who've escaped the country. And the North Korea is generally considered the single worst persecutor of Christians in the world. This is SRN News. Families in the St. Louis School District will get paid to drive their kids to school.
It's part of an effort to offset a shortage of bus drivers. Under the plan, families who have experienced chronic bus absenteeism this school year will receive gas cards for the next 2 weeks. Starting May 13th, all families in the district willing to transport their children can receive $75 for each of the last 2 weeks of school. The funding will be available to families whose students are not tardy or absent more than once a week. John Scott reporting.
If Solano County, California elections officials agree, voters in the San Francisco Bay Area County will decide whether to allow urban development on land now zoned for agriculture. Voters would need to approve the change for the development to be built. The proposal includes development of homes and a walkable downtown area. Critics say the developers should build housing within existing cities. More details at SRNNews.com.